Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Joining us now on the line is Sarah Westwood, an investigative reporter for the Washington Examiner. And I've said it all morning long. I'll say it again. I think one of the best young reporters I've seen in this town in some time. She's been aggressively covering the email story of Hillary Clinton and continuing stories that about her. And you know what? As she reports in the Washington Examiner, it's not all over for Hillary just yet. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's talk about what remains for Hillary Clinton. I mean, so the FBI has said to the Justice Department, no case. Justice Department has closed out that. But she's still got a lot of problems that she has to sort of work her way through as a result of that email server and other things.
That's right. And a big one is a potential investigation into whether she committed perjury. If you recall, the testimony that she gave before the House Select Committee on Benghazi was under oath. And in it, she repeated some of these talking points about her emails that were debunked by the FBI. Like, she said she turned over all of her work-related emails. That turned out not to be true. She said she never transmitted anything marked classified. That turned out not to be true. And so there's this clear evidence in the form of a transcribed and televised testimony at a congressional hearing that the FBI has to look at to see whether Hillary Clinton committed perjury. And it's something that Congress has referred to the FBI for a criminal investigation.
Can I just follow up on that? Because, I mean, just as Director Comey said, you have to prove that there was an intent to mishandle all of this data. And he said, I couldn't find the intent. In the case of perjury, you have to willfully lie. You know, you have to know you're lying, as you say. How do you prove something like that?
Well, that's extremely difficult, right? I mean, intent, the absence of intent is the reason why Hillary Clinton was not indicted for her mishandling of classified information. I mean, James Comey even said himself that Hillary Clinton's misconduct rose to the level of gross negligence, but because that intent was missing, he couldn't bring himself to press charges. And that could be the same situation with the perjury investigation. The difference here might be that Hillary Clinton could have said something different behind closed doors when she was interviewed by FBI agents, because the stakes were higher if she told a lie and said something, you know, else to the Benghazi committee. That could lay the framework for her to have committed perjury.
Well, this is Jesse. I was watching the hearings and I noticed that Trey Gowdy, though, did show intent by the mere fact that she was deceitful in her answers. So that may be able to get played into this perjury. But it looks like there's even more. I'm reading your article and I'm fascinated by it. You got a State Department investigation and a possible deposition coming up. Either of those you want to elaborate on that you feel are significant?
Well, today, Hillary Clinton must file a brief. She's facing a deadline in federal court. She must file a brief about why she thinks she should not have to sit down for a deposition with Judicial Watch, a conservative nonprofit that has been suing the State Department over blocked access to Hillary Clinton emails. 7 of Hillary Clinton's aides have already had to give depositions about why they set up the server in the first place and why these records were not turned over to the State Department until 2014. None of them really gave any answers at all. They had some convenient memory loss during these depositions, and they did not provide these Judicial Watch attorneys with information about why the server was set up. And so Hillary Clinton could very well have to sit for a deposition under oath. And the State Department is conducting its own internal review into Hillary Clinton's email practices to see whether she and her aides should keep their security clearances. And that could also yield some consequences for Clinton.
All right. So, I mean, that we'll get some word on that today, because her attorneys have to respond to the judge's request about that. The other thing, the IG investigation over at the State Department, what is likely to happen there?
Well, the IG concluded in May that Hillary Clinton had broken the rules, and the State Department had put on hold its investigation of Hillary Clinton and her aides to let the FBI finish its work. And when the FBI is done, now the State Department has no excuse and has to reopen its investigation. And they've been really vague about what the possible outcomes of that investigation are. They've only characterized them as security clearance or employment-related consequences. But one of the things that would typically happen in a case like this is a government employee who was found to have handled information so carelessly would lose their security clearances, and they would be prohibited from working in the government again or from holding a security clearance again in the government. That could be something that happens to some of her aides that are working on her campaign right now.
Do you think it might happen to her or just her aides?
You know, the Director of National Intelligence has already struck down a request from Paul Ryan, actually, to stop classified briefings that Hillary Clinton will start receiving after the convention. So, no, I don't think that's something that will happen.
But hold on, I get that, and I think you're right. I don't think that they will. But I wonder if the IG says, in cases like this, we strip you of your security clearances, and just because you happen to be running for political office doesn't mean that we shouldn't also hold you to that same standard. He could do that. And then that would put the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, in sort of a bad place because he said he's going to do it anyway.
Well, I agree with you that the IG, Steve Lick, he's a very, you know, high integrity, independent investigating organization of the State Department. But his investigation is over, and now it's turned over to the State Department, and it could be political appointees
who are making this decision. Then that's over. Forget that.
Well, my question would be, is what timeline are we even looking at with this investigation? It could easily get dragged out right before a Friday before Christmas or New Year's, you know, when nobody's paying attention.
You're exactly right, and that's something we might expect to see because the State Department has refused to answer questions about a possible timeline. They won't even answer questions about who is making the decision at the State Department, which, you know, doesn't bode well for this being an independent investigation.
All right, so you got this perjury referral, and then I read this morning that there's another letter floating around Capitol Hill being sent around by Marsha Blackburn, which says that the Clinton Foundation basically has all the markings of a criminal enterprise and wants to send forth another referral from Congress, have them look into that matter. Do you think that's going to go anywhere?
We actually don't know whether the FBI is or is not continuing to look into the Clinton Foundation. Chairman Chaffetz of the Oversight Committee asked the FBI director about this last week, and Comey refused to answer whether the Clinton Foundation was still under investigation. But there are legal experts who say that they think that the Clinton Foundation was the subject of a completely separate probe and could still produce a legal outcome for Hillary Clinton or for Bill Clinton or even Chelsea Clinton. And
right.
So we're not sure what's going on, but perhaps a letter from members of Congress would push the FBI to provide more details about that.
Well, it's certainly worth watching. And I also note that Loretta Lynch is going to be on Capitol Hill today. Maybe somebody will ask her what the world she was doing having that meeting with Bill Clinton. We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner, thank you so much for joining us. Good stuff.
Thank you, Sarah.
Stay on it there, Sarah. You're doing good work.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.